Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Board today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon, and God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm delighted to come into your home, your house, on the internet, wherever you may be on this globe, on this earth. Amen. This is the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministries, and I'm just excited about what Jesus is doing. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. You say, well, man of God, why are you so excited? Because guess what? I'm connected to the life source, you know. And you say, well, man of God, why you say that? You're connected to the life source. Well, make a long story short, it was a hospital, and in this hospital, there was a room, and in this room, every Sunday, around 11, a quarter to 11, somebody would just pass away in this room, and it was startling the people, because they didn't understand why, amen, that the people were dying in this room. But see, what happened was, though, as they were bringing people in there, they were trying to figure out, well, why is this person, why do people keep on dying in this room? And thank you for taking out that feedback. And what happened was, so they decided, well, they were going to have an observation room. And what they did was they went and they got some priests, they got the newscast, they had investigators, and they were waiting. This Sunday. So they didn't have nobody in the room this Sunday, though, but they were waiting. And about a quarter to 11, there was a janitor. His name was Bookie Johnson. He walked in the room with his vacuum cleaner. He unplugged the life support system and plugged in his vacuum cleaner. Yeah, see, so the mystery was solved. See, he was disconnecting their life support system. So I say, I'm connected to the life support system, which is Jesus Christ. And you need to be connected to Jesus Christ because he is the life support system. Well, that's my little interlude for today. Praise God. I am just so delighted and happy to have with us on today our special guest, Apostle Anya M. Hall. And let me tell you, she is the founder of the Tecton Ministries International in the metro area of Orlando, Florida. Mm. And we are just delighted to have her with us today. She's going to come forth and just share a rhema word with you that are listening online. Amen. So I want you to get ready as I bring out our guest. Good afternoon, Apostle. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. How are you, Apostle Thompson? I am so glad and honored and privileged to have the opportunity to minister during this radio broadcast. I am blessed and well in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I'm excited to have you here. You know, somebody said to me one time, Apostle, how do you choose people? How do you get these folks? I said, well, you know something? All these years I've been on Facebook, I would say 95% of everyone I know on Facebook that's my friend are connected to the ministry somehow, some way. And, you know, God just leads me and guides me because I say, well, Lord, what home I have this week? Because, you know, when I first started Apostle back in 2009, I was on there for 2 hours a day, and I would just preach my little heart out, you know, until I started wearing me down. I said, okay, Lord, I understand now. You know, when you got a lot of zeal, you want to do a lot of things for the Lord, but then God give you some wisdom. Amen. So I'm delighted that God had drawn me to you to have you on, and you answered the call on today. Praise God. So I want to move out the way and make room for you to minister to those that are listening by the way of radio on the internet and that are calling in that's in the chat room on today. I want you to just allow God just to use you in such a mighty way, Apostle Anya M. Hall, ladies and gentlemen. God bless us.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. To all of our listeners out there in Radio Land and in Blog Talk Radio, I would like to release a word to you that I believe that God is speaking to the body of Christ for this season in our lives. This is not something that is not happening year long or all year long, but there are times when there is an emphasis on this particular thing. And when there is an emphasis, it means that God is trying to get the attention of those who are not doing it or who are not participating in it, so that they will begin to stir and activate and move out in it. And he's also trying to reaffirm and reconfirm those that are participating in it so that they would be encouraged to continue and to even do more. So before I start, let me just lead you in a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you so much for this divine opportunity. I pray now, Father, that you would get the glory, you would get the honor, that all of the majesty would be yours. For you alone are worthy, and there is no God beside you. There is no God like you, neither indeed can there be. For you alone are God, and beside you there is no other God. You are mighty, you are awesome, you are magnificent, you are glorious, you are holy, you are wonderful, you are genuine and true, you are great and terrible in your power. Your love for us is amazing, and we thank you for it. Your banner over us is love. You have our well-being in mind, and we thank you so much. And now, God, we ask that you would circumcise the spirit and the ears of the listeners so that they would hear. We would all hear. Shema in the Hebrew, hear intelligently what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us, the church, and that we would not only be hearers, but we would also be doers of your word, so that faith that is without work is dead, that our faith would be alive and well because we are applying the word that we receive from you. We are walking in the truth that we receive from you. And so, God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise and we release you to do and say that which you have so purposed in this time. And we send your anointing and your presence, even your angels, to those that are listening all over the world. We send your anointing through the airwaves, your revelation, your wisdom, your presence, and your power. And we thank you for those who will receive your word and your messenger. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm coming from the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 29th verse. That's Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 29th verse. Now, first of all, I'm going to read it from the King James Version. In the King James Version, it says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." Once again, from the King James Version, Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 29th verse. "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." Amen. Now, I'm going to read this same scripture from a few translations just to help clarify it for those that are listening. From the International Standard Version, "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will work for kings, not unimportant people." From the God's Word translation, "Do you see a person who is efficient in his work? He will serve kings. He will not serve unknown people." And finally, from the Good News Bible, "Show me someone who does a good job, and I will show you someone who is better than most and worthy of the company of kings." Worthy of the company of kings. So this is someone diligent in his business. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about business. That's something that God has laid on my heart. You know, there is a time, Ecclesiastes tells us that there is a time and a season for everything. A season is a set time where, and not just a set time, but a specific time when events are most favorable to occur. I want to repeat that in your hearing. What is a season? A season is a specific time when certain events are most favorable to occur. It does not mean that they cannot occur in any other time or any other occasion, but there are certain times, certain spans of time, which we call seasons, where certain things are most favorable. They will flourish, they will do better, they will increase and expand and be greater during that particular time than any other time. That's what a season is. For instance, those that understand agriculture, our society in past was greatly agrarian, meaning that it revolved around agriculture. And my grandparents were both farmers on my mother's side and on my father's side. They were both farmers, and they would always consult the Farmer's Almanac, because the Farmer's Almanac, which was a guide to planting and butchering and harvesting and things of that nature, would tell them which season was most favorable to plant certain crops. And so we know we don't plant watermelon in the dead of winter. And you may have a few that come up, especially in Florida, where it's considerably warm in the winter, but as soon as that cold frost comes, as soon as that cold front comes through, it's probably going to either stunt the growth of the watermelon or kill it outright. Why? Because that season for planting watermelon is not the most favorable time. And so what I'm saying to you, dear loved ones, is that God is saying that the summer month is the most favorable time for you to do business. Now, I understand that this radio station is heard around the world. And as such, amen, it may be summer here where it's winter somewhere else. So wherever you are, whenever your summer months come in, I want to encourage you to find yourself working more diligently on your business, in your business, or even starting your business. You know, the Bible tells us to consider the ant who works very, very hard during the summer so that she will have, or he will have, or it will have provision for the winter. It tells you that you should consider the ant because the ant works very hard during the summer. It gathers its food supply. This is Proverbs, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 8. And it says, consider the ant, you lazy bum. This is the God's Word translation. You know, it says, consider the ant, you lazy bum. Watch its ways and become wise. Although it has no overseer, officer, or ruler, in summertime it stores its food supply. It stores its food supply when? In the summertime. Now, I know that God's Word translation might be a little harsh on you. It calls us lazy bums, those that are not considering the ant, those are not that are not working hard in the summer. And I know that our society and our culture has coined summer as the time when we relax and we rest and we play. However, if you remember, those of us that are old enough to remember our grandparents' lessons, that during the summertime, why the children were even out of school during the summer. Well, once again, we go back to the agrarian culture, and people had large families back then, and they needed every hand they could get. A lot of people didn't even finish school because they had to drop out of school because they had to go to work, amen, to help supply and help support their families. And so school was out in the summer so that all of those children could help work that field and work that harvest and plant that crop so that they would have a harvest in time for winter. They would have something to sell as well as something to save and something to store when the winter came. So I want you to understand that God is saying that we should consider the ant, that we should think about how the ant works very hard during the summer so that they will have provision in the winter. And so I want you to understand that your summer months are really the time to go in and work hard and get your business going, work on the business that you do have, work on the business that you're thinking about, dreaming about, always wanted to do. And I'm going to give you some tips concerning that, but I want to first encourage you that say, well, I don't have a business and I don't know of anything that I could do to start a business. You know, the Bible tells you that every man is given a measure of faith and a measure of grace, rather, and we need to use that. Everyone has talent. Everyone has skill. You know, I'm reminded of what Apostle Andre Thompson just said in opening this broadcast. He said that he used to do the broadcast alone and that he was preaching for 2 hours straight all the time, wearing himself down. And then he thought about collaborating. And collaboration is something that you do when you decide to join or work with others in order to be more effective, in order to cause that which you want to come to pass to be accomplished in a smoother, easier way. And some of you may need to collaborate. Sure, you need to use wisdom, and you need to use strategy when it comes to collaboration. You cannot collaborate with the wicked. You cannot collaborate with someone who has no integrity. You cannot collaborate with someone who has no ethics, because if you do, it will cause your demise and your destruction. The Bible tells us that Jehoshaphat collaborated with a wicked man, and he went into business with him to start creating a shipyard, building ships. You know, he went into business with him to begin to build ships. And this person was a wicked king, and this person was not of God, and he was just wicked, even though Jehoshaphat was a righteous man, a righteous king. He loved God because he joined with this wicked man. The Bible says that the Lord wrecked his works, wrecked his ship. The Lord wrecked it because of that evil and wicked collaboration. You know, in the Bible it tells us that he that is joined to a harlot becomes a harlot. So who you partner with, who you collaborate with, is extremely important. They may not be a Christian, they may not be saved, but they do need to have ethics, integrity, they need to be sound, and they need to always want to do right by you and have your best interest in mind. So collaboration is something for you to consider when you are going into business. You know, when you're going into business, you also need to know that you do have gifts. You know, Jeremiah 29:11-13. I'm going to read this from the New International Version. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And so the thing you have to do when you're starting a business is know that God has plans for you, and the plans that he has for you are those plans to cause you to prosper. Now, there are many words in the Bible for prosper, but one of the ones that I like the best is the Hebrew word salak, T-S-A-L-A-C-H, salak. And it means to push forward. It means to advance. It means to make progress. It means to accomplish. It means to be able to achieve in spite of challenges, obstacles, in spite of those things that try to hinder and restrict, in spite of everything that will come against you. When the spirit of prosperity is upon you, then you are able to continue to push forward. You are able to continue to advance regardless of what you go through, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your situation. And that's what it means to be blessed. It means to be able to prosper. When God blesses you, it means that he has empowered you, given you the ability to prosper, to push forward, to advance, to accomplish, to make progress in spite of every situation or circumstance that you might find your way in. And now when we understand that in Genesis, when God created male and female in his image, in after his own likeness, and he blessed them, he blessed him, he blessed her, he blessed both of them, we are already blessed. We don't have to become blessed. God has already blessed us. And because God has already blessed us, guess what? We have the intrinsic, innate ability to push forward, make progress, advance, achieve and accomplish in spite of any and everything that comes our way. And as we begin to go through the scripture, you begin to find that there are many blessed people who are depicted in the scripture for your example, for your encouragement. Joseph was blessed, favorite of the father, and highly blessed. Even when those that he thought he should be safe around, those that he called his brethren, amen, were jealous of him and cast him into a pit because he was blessed, the Lord gave him the ability to pushed forward and advanced. Midianites came along and pulled them out of the pit. He was sold into slavery. He was working in Potiphar's house. But he was so blessed that even though he was a slave, he became the favored slave. He became the most trusted slave, and he was in charge of everything that Potiphar had except his wife. And even though his wife lusted after him, lied on him, and said he tried to rape her, and he had him thrown into prison because he was blessed, guess what? He kept pushing forward. He kept progressing until he became a trustee. How do you become a trustee? How do you become the key holder in the place that you're supposed to be prisoner in? Here he is in prisoner, and he's a trust, and he has ability to come and go, and they trust him. And he is also one that the other prisoners look to for advice and interpretation of dreams. Why? Because he's blessed. He pushes forward, he accomplishes, he makes progress, and nothing can by any means stop him, hurt him, or hold him. This is what the blessing of the Lord does. And he kept pushing forward, he kept progressing, and he kept accomplishing until he ended up in the palace. That same blessing, my dear friend, is on your life. Don't let the devil fool you. The only thing that can stop the blessing of God from operating in your life is sin that you allow in your life. Sin that you practice willfully, sin that you embrace, sin that you take part in. This is the only thing, and you are the only person that can move the blessing of God off of your life. The enemy cannot do it. When Balaam, who was a true prophet, was approached by Balak, the king of the Moabites, and he said, listen, I have heard of Israel, and I have heard of their God, and I know that you are a true prophet, and you are the prophet, amen, of their God. I need you to curse them so that they can be defeated. And when he went to do so, God spoke to him and said, you cannot curse who I have blessed. What does that mean? These particular people are blessed of me. There is nothing, no giant, no wilderness, no lack of water, no lack of food, no lack of clothing, because I'm going to supply their every need. There is nothing that can stop them from progressing. There is nothing that can stop them from going forth. Goliath, a giant, nothing could stop them. The valley of Rephidim, the valley of giants, nothing, nobody, no way, no how. Why? Because they are blessed. So you cannot curse them. And so here comes Balaam, and he goes back to Balak, the king of the Moabites, and he says, there's no way to curse them. The only way to get the blessing off of their life is to have them to sin against their God. And that is the only thing to take the blessing off of your life, dear friend. So I encourage you to stand in a place of righteousness, to stand in a place of truth and integrity. I encourage you to nourish your relationship with God so that the blessing of God will be on your life. He will be on your life in every area, including business. Yes, you may make mistakes. You may fail in some areas. And let me talk to you a little bit about failure. Failure is not a person. Failure is an event. It is a trial and error. It is an experiment. So you can't open your mouth and say, I have failed, or I am a failure. You may have failed at something, but you are not a failure. You never have been a failure, and you never will be a failure, because failure is not a person. Failure is an event. So, hey, you try business. That idea did not work. You know, failure is an instructor. It is a teacher. Come on now. It is a professor. It says, let's look at this. Failure says, now, what did you try to do? Did you do your homework first? Did you go back and do your groundwork? Did you have a vision plan? Did you have a business consultant? Did you research your market and your demographic? Did you invest in it before you tried to get everybody else to invest in it? Did you find out that if there was actually a market for this? Is there a need for it? Or is this some whimsical idea? And not only that, even if there's a market and there's a need and it's a good idea, is this the right time? Or did you promote it the right way? What about your advertising? I mean, failure will instruct you and say, let's go back and try it again. Let's tweak it. Or guess what? Let's shelf that. Let's put that away because this one doesn't work for you. It may work for someone else, but it doesn't work for you. So let's go back to the drawing board and let's try again. Because failure is also an encourager. It is an encourager to say, let's try again. Come on, let's do it again. I love reading stories about people who failed over and over and over and over again, but they allow failure to be an encourager. They allow failure to be an inspiration, a motivator, and most of all, an instructor, a wise instructor that gave them wisdom. Most of us know about the oil WD-40 that people use on squeaky doors and for cars and things of that nature. It's called WD-40 because it took them 40 times to get it right. 40 times to get it right. So they didn't give up, and neither should you. So let me talk to you a little bit about business. And you say, well, I don't have any ideas. I don't have any giftings. I can't do anything. You know, I was reading Exodus 35 and 35 where God was talking, releasing the instructions to Moses about the development and the creating of the tabernacle, the tent, and all of the instruments and things that should go into it. And he talked about, you know, God said that, it says in Exodus 35:35 that he had filled them with international version. It says he has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. He said the Lord filled them with skill. The Lord filled them with the skill to do that. Everybody has a skill. I don't care who you are, where you come from, what your limitations are. You have skill, and God is able to use that skill. God is able to use that skill that you have. So you need to be encouraged to know that there is something that God wants to use you for. And I want to read it from the King James Version, just so that you can get a greater understanding. It says in Exodus 35:35, he's talking about the people that he wanted to do certain things in the tabernacle and in the tribe. And he says in Exodus 35:35, them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, filled them with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and the cunning workman. I want you to know God has already filled you with a skill. God has given you wisdom of heart. You know that scripture, wisdom of heart in the New Testament, wisdom of heart, it has to do with skill. It's the ability to do particular work. Let me read this to you from the International Standard Version. And it says, he has equipped them to do all kinds of work. Mm-hmm. He has equipped them to do all kinds of work done by an engraver. So what I want to say to you, beloved, is that you have a skill and you have a gift, and you don't need to think that you don't have anything to offer and that you don't have any way of starting business. Now let's talk about, I know our time is going short, but I want to talk a little bit more about business. Business is the activity of buying and selling commodities, products, or services. Business is the activity of buying and selling commodity products or services. A commodity is those things that are necessary for life. So one of the things you can do to start a business is find something that people need. One of the mantras of those that start a business is they tell you, find a need and meet it. Find a need and meet it. And I love to use this example. Many of you remember, you know, we used to get those big bags of potato chips. But once you opened the bag, it was hard to keep it closed. You'd roll it up, you'd fold it up, but it would keep unfolding, and it would allow air in, and your potato chips would get become stale and lose their crunchiness. And we all complain about, we need to come up with something to keep these potato chips bad clothes. We all talk about, you know, and we put clothes pins on them. And we put hat pins on them. We staple the bag shut. But what would happen is that someone came up with this idea of a giant clip, something so simple, and they became wealthy. They found the need and they met the need. So in business, you need to find the need and meet the need. So it is the activity of buying and selling commodity products or services. And I want you to understand that business is also defined as an economic system where goods and services are exchanged for money. An economic system. Everything God does is run by systems. The earth, the planet earth, is considered a great system. It is called an open as well as a closed system. We're in the system of the galaxies. We have systems in our body. I believe we have 11 to 14 systems that govern our body. Our earth is run by systems. So everything that God does is governed by systems. as well. And so the economic, there is something called an economic system. And this is the season where God wants to impact individual, family, business, ministry, and corporate economies in a positive manner. This is the season.
Yes, woman of God, I need to jump in there because we're past the 5:30 marker. Amen. And this is like a two. Amen. Because you're definitely teaching on business economics, which is wonderful because folks need to know exactly how to not only see the vision, dream the dream, and attain and understand that they can write that vision down. But we are past. We're at 5:30, amen, and I don't want you to keep talking without giving people opportunity to know how to reach you as well, because on Block Talk Radio, they'll cut us off after a certain amount of time, amen. So I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to let people know where you are located as well.
Yes, I am located in Orlando, Florida, and you can contact me at www.tektonministries.com. That's TektonMinistries.com. You can also contact me on Facebook, Apostle Anya, on Facebook at Apostle Anya. And also, you can contact me on Facebook on Dr. Anya Miller Hall. Dr. Anya Miller Hall. Follow me on Twitter on Dr. Anya M. Hall, at Dr. Anya M. Hall, Twitter, Dr. Anya M. Hall. You can also email me at apostle@tektonministries.com, apostle@tektonministries.com. You may also call at 1-866-95-SHIFT. Once again, that's 1-866-95-SHIFT. Or you may write to P.O. Box 690-786, Orlando, Florida, 32869. That's P.O. Box 690-786, Orlando, Florida, 32869. So there is a multiplicity of ways to contact me.
Amen, amen. And I do want to just thank God for you, woman God, because you touched on so many areas that were really, really valuable to the body of Christ. You know, so I thank God for you, amen. You know, and even that we were going through the broadcast of the enemy, my computer had been acting up, and all of a sudden it decided it wanted to try to do updates and all kinds of stuff. I said, look at this here. Every time there's a good word, they try to record it, the enemy try to come in sometime. But you know something, thank God for a second computer, you know, and I just want to thank God for you, though. I really do, you know, such a blessing. I need to have you come back again, maybe in a week or something, to just speak on dealing with businesses and how to be business-minded, and how to obtain, because it was some great insight that you were sharing. I remember one of my pastors back when I lived in Florida, Apostle Kenneth Smith, as always say, you know, he was a man of God that would raise up leaders and operate in the fivefold ministry. But he would say, yeah, you know, whatever idea you got, the idea, one idea can make you a multimillionaire. And he used similar examples, you know, with a toothpick, you know, got a piece of bark out of a tree one day, got the food out of his mouth, and next thing you know, he was making toothpicks, bobby pins, all that stuff. Came up with the idea, you know, and so God wants to make us prosper. You touched on that too, and I just spoke on that about a week ago concerning, you know, Jeremiah, the 19th chapter, I believe it was chapter 11, verse 19 or 19, verse 11, about God, his thought that he had for us, amen. And one thing about it, God said that our end will be better than our beginning. He already had a plan and thought for us. I thank God that you touched on that just to confirm that word, amen. And yeah, I was congested yesterday for a couple of days. Thank God I'm healed today. I thank the Lord for that. And also on Facebook, we I'm asking 10,000 people, I'm believing God that 10,000 people will just stand together and pray for a miracle to manifest this Wednesday. I'm just reaching out to people that touch and agree for whatever it is that you want God to do, that we all come together, because one can chase 1,000, 2 to 10,000 a flight. Amen. So it's time to activate our faith. I think I heard you speak about activating the faith and putting some action behind it. You know, so without no action, and you have faith is dead. With faith, no, you know, action is dead. So either way, you got to have both. It's a formula, you know. So I thank God. And for you that are listening out there, we're about to get up to line, but if you would like to sow into the radio broadcast ministry, please go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog.org. Or you can send your money or check made out to Citywide Church of God, P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey 088886. Once again, that's P.O. Box 163, Stuartsville, New Jersey 088886. Amen. And once again, we had such a pleasure having our wonderful guest, anointed and appointed woman of God, Apostle Anya M. Hall, on today. Amen. I thank you, woman of God, for answering the call. I'm so humbled and honored that you came, you know. And to you that are listening, please join me, amen, this coming Thursday for Prayer Warriors International Prayer Line at 11 p.m. Look on my Facebook page, Apostle Andre Thompson, for further details and information. And if you would like to help us for next month, this big outreach gospel concert, bringing the people to the streets outside the four walls of the thing, bringing the gospel to the streets, we are still taking donations to get more cases of Bibles. I want to give out cases of the word. Amen. See, in the world, if it was a party for the world, Apostle, and they were giving out air and all type of other things that can kill you, folks be right there, and they'll be giving it out freely. But I want to give out the word. And, you know, and one of the things God placed in my spirit was, you know, I did this last year, and the enemy tried to kill me, but the Lord said not so when I was doing this concert. Amen. The Lord allowed this car to hit me, you know, and I got hit by this car. I believe it was the Job situation. He said, yeah, have you considered my servant? You can touch him, but don't kill him. And, you know, this city out here never gave a gospel concert before. It has a serious principality out here of addictions and racism and everything else. So God told me to step out on faith, and that's what I'm doing. And one of the things is, the theme is outside the four walls, bringing the gospel to the streets, because it's truly needed right now to come outside the four walls. And the disciples, those that are true believers, should have been able to come out here and share the good news. Just like those lepers, when they went into the enemy's camp when there was a famine, and they went into the enemy camp to get the spoils, and they found the food and everything intact, but the enemy was gone, and they started to bury the booty, the gold, the treasures and things. And what happened was, one of them came to their center. They got a revelation, like, this is a good thing. And I feel that we hide this. That something bad would happen. That's what happened with the one that had the talents. He buried that talent, and the master was mad with him. Why? Because it's a good thing. We're the light. How will the world ever know about Jesus? We hiding inside the four walls. So God said, come on outside. Amen. So you that want to be a blessing to us, please, you know, you can just go ahead and sow whatever God placed in your heart. One case of Bibles run you about $60. I rounded off, it's $56, but I rounded off because if you go through PayPal, they're going to deduct a couple of dollars. Amen. So listen, beloved, we want to thank you. Join me tomorrow. We're going to have another wonderful guest on. Apostle, thank you so much. Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and I will be in contact with you so I can get one of my other laptops up. One's down right now. I guess the enemy's like, I don't know what's going on my computer. I'm going to have to check it for a virus or something. But nonetheless, though, but I'll be online. I'll reach out to you. And you have a wonderful day. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this radio broadcast on today, for the listeners that are worldwide, Lord, that the word has fallen into good ground, will marinate and grow in its season, Lord. I even rebuke and bind up the backlash of the enemy. Cover thy servant, Father, with warring angels from the north, east, west, and south with flaming swords, Lord. Increase her territory, Lord, as she has given freely. Also, multiply it a hundredfold. For you said, Lord, even as I speak, it shall be done. And I speak, decree, and declare miracles in this woman's God's life, even concerning the ministry, that it shall birth and go forth. Even the TV ministry will go worldwide. And what I thank you right now, Lord, that you are even sending in other people, leaders and dignitaries that will pour into this ministry like never before. All the books and everything that will be authored and produced, and even on audio books. And even I see TV plays and things being literally placed around the world, Father. And we thank you right now for the increase in the birth, Lord, to take place in her and in those that she has already risen. And we just give you the honor, glory, and praise, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Apostle. I'll be in touch with you. Amen. You can call me. If you have my number, you can call me, because I can't see you right now on the computer, my computer down. But if you don't have my number, it's 909-733-3911.
Thank you. So, well, I've got a number here.
Hi.
That's not it. No, I thought it was another number that came through, something else.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's just 909-733-3911. Okay. But listen, woman of God, once again, I will talk to you soon. God bless you now.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.